Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nature City Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Pradelli, and I'm also the CEO of the company, having started Nature City over 20 years ago with my wife, Beth. And since then, it's been our honor to have served over 500,000 Americans by offering them the best supplements we can make. Today, we're going to be talking about the latest study that highlights the importance of omega-3 fatty acids for longevity and quality of life as we age. In a nutshell, this study was able to link higher levels of omega-3s to a lower occurrence of frailty as we get older, with frailty being something we're looking to avoid. Now, frailty doesn't sound good, but why specifically is frailty a bad thing for your health? Well, it makes you more susceptible to potentially devastating health events such as falling, fracturing bones, and disability, you know, all of which can hurt your longevity, of course, and lifespan, but also can really reduce your quality of life and independence as you get older. So how do health professionals assess frailty as we get older? Well, they look at several criteria that were first organized by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Center on Aging and Health. One of these is whether you are experiencing unintentional weight loss. So by unintentional weight loss, say you lost 10 pounds in the last year, you know, without really trying or really not sure why. Well, this type of weight loss is typically accompanied by a loss of muscle mass. Now, this matters because muscle helps protect your bones and your skeletal system from breaking and fracturing, and muscle helps us stay active and moving. Now, lower energy and getting fatigued easier or exhausted easier is another sign of frailty, as is walking speed. Now, walking speed, of course, tends to slow as we age, but when walking speed becomes too slow for your age group, it's a sign of increased frailty, as is lower amounts of physical activity. And you can see a lot of these are related, right? If you're if your walking speed slows and you're fatigued, well, of course, your physical activity is probably going to decline too. The other indicators of frailty could be your ability to balance your body and your muscle strength. Now, a common test to gauge strength is the hand grip test. Now, if you're not familiar with this test, your clinician or perhaps your physician will give you like a device which you kind of hold, and they'll say, squeeze as hard as you can, right? And you'll do that three different times for each hand. And the average of those scores is your grip strength score. Now, you may be thinking, well, how can such a simple test be such an indicator of my health? Well, grip strength has been called a biomarker of aging because it's been linked to several age-related conditions. One of these is frailty, with lower hand grip strength associated with a higher degree of frailty. So those are some of the key things that health professionals look at to assess frailty. And a lot of them are related to the preservation of health of muscle mass and joint and bone health, and other things too, like cardiovascular health. So it's somewhat of an overall wellness measure. And that's why researchers are looking into the importance of nutrition to frailty, with the omega-3s getting a lot of attention. Now, perhaps this is because it's fairly well established that omega-3s can help many body functions, including those we just discussed. So in this latest study, health researchers from several countries worked together to analyze data from about 18,000 adults aged 65 and over who contributed their information to the UK Biobank. Okay, that's basically participants who are living in England, Scotland, and Wales, who over a period of time submit the health data that they're requested to this biobank, and researchers can use that data to form certain conclusions about nutrition and health and other aspects of health from the population at large. So these researchers looked at the impact of omega-3 on frailty from three perspectives, or essentially kind of segmented three groups. The first group was people who eat oily fish, right? Like salmon, tuna, anchovies, I guess, other fish that are rich in omega-3s. The second group was those who took fish oil supplements. And third, they looked at blood serum levels of omega-3s, which I feel is probably the best way to do a test like this, because you're actually looking at the level of omega-3s in the blood. So in each case, the researchers found that omega-3s were inversely related to the prevalence of frailty, meaning the greater the omega-3 levels or intake of fish in these or fish oil in these participants, the better they scored on the frailty criteria we discussed earlier, which is what you want. Now, this study was published in the Journals of Gerontology and confirmed what other similar studies have found regarding omega-3s and frailty. As I mentioned, this latest study was conducted on folks from the UK. Other studies using populations from Asia, from South America, and other parts of Europe reached a similar conclusion on, you know, about omega-3 intake and frailty. Now, you may already know how omega-3s have been shown to be important for heart and brain health, as well as longevity in general. We can now point to helping with frailty as another reason to maintain healthy omega-3 levels. Now, you may be thinking, well, what should be my target goal for omega-3 levels? The best way to monitor your omega-3 levels is through the omega-3 index, which looks at the total amount of fats in your blood, or specifically in red blood cell membranes, and quantifies the percentage of those fats that are EPA and DHA, which, again, are the key omega-3 fatty acids. Now, a typical percentage for the average American is probably between 5% and 6%. The ideal range you want to be in, according to the research, is really between 8% and 12%, so at least 8%. Now, you can find out your omega-3 index score with a simple blood test you can do at home. I haven't done it in about 5 years, so I ordered this kit from OmegaQuant, who's widely regarded as the best at this test. All they need is a few drops of blood from a simple finger prick. You mail in your sample to the lab, and in 2 to 4 weeks, they send you your results. So that's what I'm going to do. So see, hopefully I get a good outcome. Now, besides eating fish like salmon, you can raise your omega-3 index score over 3 to 4 months with a good quality omega-3 fish oil supplement. And I don't think you'll find a better fish oil supplement than Nature City's True Omega-3 product. This fish oil combines sustainability, potency, purity, and won't cause fishy burps or repeating, which is probably the biggest single complaint consumers have about taking fish oil supplements. However, the real cherry on the top is the special AquaCell delivery system that's part of True Omega-3. Now, you may have been advised to use the triglyceride form of fish oil because the EPA and DHA is absorbed about 1.3 times better than the more common ethyl ester form of fish oil. Well, AquaCell blows that out of the water, right? As it's been shown to increase the absorption of EPA and DHA by up to 6 times on average. And the studies they used for this test actually used the same Alaska Omega fish oil that we use in True Omega 3, which is why we say True Omega-3 is the perfect fish oil supplement to increase and maintain a healthy level of omega-3s in your bloodstream. And with Nature City, you have a 365-day money-back guarantee. So you can take your test to see your current omega-3 index score, use True Omega-3 for the next 3 or 4 months, and retest your omega-3 level. I'm very confident you'll see a significant improvement. And if you don't, you can get a full refund on your True Omega-3 product purchase. So you can find True Omega-3 at naturecity.com. If you're interested in the omega-3 index test, their website is omegaquant.com. So that's it for this week's episode. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel to see future episodes or listen to us on your favorite streaming service, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can also go to NatureCity.com, and when you're checking out True Omega-3, sign up for our email list and you'll get an alert each week when the latest podcast drops so you can stay on top of all the latest news. This is Carl Pardelli, and I'll see you next week.